Hello and welcome to the Nolcast Instant Reaction Podcast. This is Bud Elliott. It is 3:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, and Florida State has just defeated the Gators 31-13 to cap a 9-3 season, and the only senior class in Florida State history to go out 4-0 against Florida and 4-0 against Miami. Quite an accomplishment there by those seniors who started in 2013. If you've never heard the Instant Reaction Podcast before, just a quick primer. This is not too long. I do not edit this. I just do it pretty late at night, and then we upload it, and then we'll give you a little more comprehensive talk on the Monday or the Tuesday show. So, let's get into this. If you listened to the preview podcast, you heard me say that Florida really wasn't any good, especially not on offense. Now their defense is salty but injured, and that showed out tonight. I mean, Florida, their offense is trash, and Florida State made their offense look like trash, just like LSU did, and just like, honestly, in large part, South Carolina did, and just like Georgia did, and just like Arkansas. Amazingly, Arkansas's terrible defense made Florida's offense look bad, and this game went basically exactly like we expected. I predicted 30-13, and it ended up 31-13. Florida's only score, touchdown-wise, came on a return on a fumble of a punt. I mean, Florida's drives were trash. You know, they had a drive of 73, which was their best drive of the whole game. That was their script, and they end up not scoring. I'll give McElwain credit. I think it was the right call to go for it there on fourth down when you consider the potential value of scoring on the fourth down and the reciprocal value of field position that you get. And they had a field goal drive of 54 yards. But other than that, the rest of their game was nonsense. I mean, negative 5, 1, negative 6, 7, 5, 3, 15, 14, 0, 13, negative 12. You never, ever, after that first drive, felt like Florida had a shot to win this game. At least I didn't, and nobody else sitting in the press box and they did. Florida had like under 150 yards well into the fourth quarter. They got over that mark with 55 yards on their final drive, which was garbage time. Florida State, on the other hand, they had a couple decent drives. I mean, 65 is a nice drive. 44 is not too bad of a drive, especially when you start at the UF 49. 32 at least changes field position. 75, 77. Those are a lot better. Florida in this game, 207 total yards. Florida State, 387. Average yards per play, Florida 3.2, FSU 5.9. That includes some kneel downs. So, look, Florida State almost doubled up Florida in terms of yards and yards per attempt. FSU's defense just dominated this game because Florida's offense sucks. I mean, they don't block. Their receivers have some, talent, but they're not always in the right spots. They have obvious quarterback issues. I mean, Appleby is, I don't think he's horrible, but he's definitely bad. That's what a really dominant defense should do to Florida. I mean, they held them to two field goals. That's what Florida's offense did against FSU's defense. 58 total yards rushing. Negative 44 of that was Appleby because Florida State sacked him so much. Just a great job by the defense. I mean, not allowing Florida to score. Had a few guys loose tonight that I thought typically were on the safeties, but they weren't loose like uncovered. They were just loose like they had beaten coverage somewhat. And that was maybe not totally unexpected with how many guys you had banged up and injured. I thought you had a great game from Marquez White from based on what I saw. Just made a number of really heady plays. And one time Florida, I think it was a third down and short, and UF went 0 of 12 on third downs in this game. It's the first time since 1998, the Marcus Allison Rooster game in Tallahassee, and before that, the first time since 1980. So, on a third down and short, Marquez White, I noticed, one of Florida's receivers went so wide to the field and was only like 2 yards away from the sideline when he lined up, White saw him, and White, even before the snap, came off him a little bit and started aligning more to the inside, thinking, and I asked him about this after the game, and he confirmed this, that UF was going to try to run somebody underneath there. And in fact, Florida did. And because of White's positioning, and because he recognized it, and probably because, look, there's no reason to be aligned that wide unless you're trying to clear something out, he saw it, and Florida completed the pass, but White got up there and made the tackle and stopped Florida short of the first down. So, hey, Florida State's defense doing what it's supposed to do against a bad offense. Is this defense fixed? I don't know. I think there are certain parts that are certainly fixed. Other parts, I don't know if you can answer that because they've not played enough good offenses down the stretch. Four of the last six offenses they've played, including Florida, were kind of trash. I mean, Wake Forest, terrible. Boston College, terrible. Syracuse, without their quarterback, terrible. Florida, pretty banged up too, terrible. So I don't know how you judge this defense. Now, Jimbo Fisher gave Charles Kelly a lot of credit after the game. So did his players. I wouldn't really expect anything else publicly. And that's a topic that we'll be delving into quite a bit. I think that you can believe in both things, though. You can believe that the defense improved, and at the same time, you can also believe that the improvement may be overstated because of the fact that they've been playing some really bad offenses down the stretch. All right, on the other side of the ball, Dalvin Cook was dominant for Florida State. I mean, 153 yards on 26 carries. That is really good. Florida State kept drives alive by converting third downs, 11 of 17 on the day. Cook also caught three passes for 26 yards, and they needed that because DeAndre Francois did not play very well. Despite the fact that he had pretty good pass protection for most of the night, in what might be the offensive line's best game of the season, Francois was not very accurate, and the receivers did not do a very good job of getting much separation in this game. So, especially early on, I mean, at one point early in the third quarter, Francois had a passer rating of 59. And, I mean, that's, in college, you can, I think, get up close to 200. So that's really, it's almost impossible to win a game with a passer rating of 59. But if you have Dalvin Cook, you can do that. And so 153 yards for Dalvin, some great highlight runs, some tough runs, some physical runs. He gets a touchdown. DeAndre Francois goes 63 yards on the ground. He gets a touchdown. Freddie Stevenson busts out, two carries, 30 yards. He gets a touchdown. They almost popped an end-around reverse type play to Kermit Whitfield. He ends up getting 5 yards on it. But 249 yards on the ground for Florida State on 40 carries. They only threw the ball 26 times. Zero sacks allowed by Florida State on the night. And in the second half, it was all just running. I mean, Florida State was just going to pound the football. Florida had only 5 tackles for loss on the night, no sacks compared to Florida State. 6 sacks, 9 tackles for loss. Florida State's offense did turn the ball over twice. DeAndre Francois had 1 pick. He should have had 2. Got lucky that 1 got dropped. There was also a fumble by Francois. This was probably his worst game as a Seminole. And yet FSU still gets a convincing, dominating win over their rival Gators. And Francois did some nice things in this game. The touchdown pass that he throws to Travis Rudolph was a beautiful 46-yard strike and well-designed and well-drawn up by Jimbo Fisher and company. He also had a really nice 17-yard run when he needed it. That was big. Picked up a couple first downs with his legs. For the most part, I thought he was making good decisions. He was just inaccurate sometimes, which is kind of what his MO is. I mean, he's a 60% passer on the year, which in the college game is just is not that accurate. But he did do some good things, and I mean, he was lucky he didn't throw more picks, I guess, because they definitely got their hands on some more balls. But at the same time, Florida could have probably been called for a couple more pass interference calls. Their defensive backs were incredibly handsy, and I talked to Florida State receivers after the game, and they said, "Hey, we talked about." Play the next play. You have to understand you have to play through contact, play through physicality, because that's how the way Florida plays defense. They're very aggressive. They play a lot of man-to-man, a lot of hands on you, and sometimes that gets called and sometimes it doesn't. And tonight it really wasn't called that much, but Florida State still persevered. I mean, 138 yards passing on 26 attempts. That's horrible. And yet FSU still wins because they were able to run the football so effectively. Pulling up here real quick on the QB progression. Francois threw seven passes tonight that either went for a first down or for a touchdown. Of those, do you know that all of the passes that Francois hit tonight that went for a first down or touchdown, all of them were on third down. Third and one, 10 yards, first down. Third and six, 9 yards, first down. Third and four, 8 yards, first down. Third and three, 8 yards, first down. Third and 10, 46 yards, touchdown. That was a big, big play in the game. Third and six, 10 yards, first down. That's huge. I mean, God, I don't even want to think about what Francois did on first down, but on third down, he was money. I literally didn't realize that until I pulled that up here, recording this live. Chunk plays, Florida State had 9 runs of 10 yards or more, 1 pass of 10 yards or more. So, again, not a good passing night. But Florida, they only had 6 chunk plays total, and 2 of those came late in the fourth quarter. So, again, you know, that game was basically over at that point. On third downs, Florida had a nice offer. So that's... That's not going to work. Got to remember to take a screenshot of that before I exit out of this app. Florida State, on the other hand, I mean, there were 6 of 11 for 91 yards, which is excellent. 6 first down passes, as I already said. 15 yards per completion, 8.3 yards per attempt. Florida, on the other hand, on third down, had negative yards per attempt when you factor in the sack yardage. Negative 1.2 yards per attempt on third down in the game. That is incredible. Now, Florida State also rushed 6 times on third down. And 5 of the 6, they picked up they picked up the first down. That's kind of your game there. Keeping the ball when you have it and making the opponent punt it away when they have it. And Florida State actually won the field position battle tonight, I mean, slightly, 36 to 32 as far as average starting field position. But they definitely had an early momentum with field position when they got the excellent strip by Josh Schwett after the pressure by Derek Nnadi and the recovery by DeMarcus Walker. That was huge because Florida State, they scored just a few plays later. Big time there to get that lead. Then they go up. And they get the 10-0 lead there. That's huge. I mean, at that point, Florida, I don't want to say they checked out, but they certainly did not. I think some of their players certainly stopped believing. They're like, okay, here we go again. Even though they had come back and in a totally flukish way against Florida or against LSU had won that game. I don't know how much they really could have believed here. Attendance tonight, 78,342. The official's head crew was Jeff Flanagan, who I think a lot of people don't like Jeff Flanagan as far as officiating, and I can't blame him on that. Travis Rudolph, your leading receiver for Florida State, 63 yards. Dalvin Cook, your next leading receiver with 26. Auden Tate, 22. By the way, did you know Travis Rudolph is the first receiver to catch a touchdown against the Gators for Florida State since Kelvin Benjamin did it in 2013? That's incredible. And I think it really speaks to how well Florida's corners have played over the last several years. Now, Florida could lose up to 10 starters on defense if a couple of young guys go pro. That's incredible. Brian Burns now has a top 20 all-time sack season. He had another 1.5 tonight. That's 9.5 on the season. And that's 19 most in single-season history at FSU. That's definitely the most for any freshman in the country. And if he gets 2.5 more in the bowl game, he will tie Ron Simmons' record set in 1977. So that's very impressive there. DeMarcus Walker leads the nation in sacks with 15. And he's now behind only two guys in program history for sacks. Peter Bowlwear and Andre Wadsworth. Also, he's had the third best sack season of all time behind Bowlwear and Wadsworth. That's pretty awesome right there. Do you remember the last time Florida State allowed a touchdown to Florida, an offensive touchdown? You have to go back to the second quarter of the 2014 game when Treon Harris was actually still showing a little bit of promise. 10 quarters now since Florida last scored. That's an offensive touchdown against FSU. Over the last 50 drives, Florida has only scored two offensive touchdowns against the Noles. That offense is garbage. Now, maybe they'll be a lot better next year. I think they will be better. I don't know how much better. But, man, that's got to be tough if you're a fan of the Gators. Ugh. Couple more things here just going through the game notes. Well, before we do this. Dalvin Cook should definitely be in New York for the Heisman. I don't know if he will. The voters don't seem to be giving him a whole lot of love, unfortunately. Dalvin Cook went over 2,000 total yards tonight, which is rushing and receiving. He's obviously caught the football better this year, and they've thrown it to him more as well. DeAndre Francois has six games this year. Kind of a weird stat. Six games this year where he has at least a 15-yard run and a 30-yard pass. So that's good. Josh Sweat playing the run really, really well. Florida came in there, thought they could push people around, and look, it's hard to blame them. In previous games, they largely had, but not Saturday night. Florida State was too physical for them. I actually think Florida State's defensive front is more physical than LSU's is. LSU might have the most skilled pass rusher if you go, you know, by Arden Key, but overall defensive depth up front, I definitely think Florida State is more talented there. And certainly deeper. Wow. Check this out. I knew there had to be something going on. On third down, we already talked about how good Francois was. Look at this on second down. He was 4 of 11 for... What was it? 11 throws, 14 yards. No. 11 throws, 14 yards, and an interception. That's what a weird statistical anomaly that is. I mean, just, I don't even know what to say about that. Damn. That's kind of crazy. At least they got it back on second down. The other weird thing, I think, was that Florida State did run the football a lot in this game on first down. And they didn't always kill it, but a lot of times they got decent, you know, just enough to where they got some positive. Here we go. 5, 3, 2, 4, -1, 2, 7, 1, 4, -2, 3, 2, 3, -1, 5, -2, 4, 0, 14, 6. So by success rate, they didn't actually have that great a success rate, but they did consistently give themselves second and two or second and eight as opposed to, like, I don't know, second and five. Aaron Tampanol asks on Twitter, instant reaction podcast coming tonight. Well, guess what? Yeah, we're recording it right now. Jimbo Fisher also said he loves the hell out of Florida State, loves being there. As y'all know, LSU hired Ed Orgeron to be its head coach. Texas has hired Tom Herman. And so hopefully this is an end to the annual will Jimbo Fisher leave Florida State question, which seems to be kind of an annual thing. And I'll be interested to see what he was able to wrangle out of the administration, be that more control over hirings, maybe a nutritionist or maybe more money for support staff or an academic center. Don't know. But that should be interesting. We are at the 20-minute mark. That's about all I got for tonight. And we'll catch you all in about 2-3 days. So 31-13 Noles. Jimbo Fisher moves his record to 6-1 against the Gators, still 7-0. Perfect against the Canes. Florida now has to go play Alabama. That is that's a pretty brutal stretch for the Gators, I got to say. As far as, look, it's just so hard to face elite athletes like that week after week after week. And having played LSU, and look, LSU should have beat them. That was a fluke win by Florida. Then Florida State, then Alabama. God, I think that you watch that game like you slow down to look at a crash on the side of the road. Probably. That's going to be bad. All right, take care, y'all. Oh, shit, I forgot. This is brought to you by Madison Social, the great folks there at For the Table who run the restaurant group in Tallahassee. Madison Social, the best place for food and drink in Tallahassee, right there in the shadow of Doak Campbell Stadium in Collegetown. And right next door is Central, a great Italian restaurant that I had a chance to eat at. Casual Italian, wines on tap, really good. I'll have more to tell you all about that later, but yeah, it's definitely something you need to go check out. And also by Louisiana Hot Sauce, who is supporting us this year as well. Great hot sauce, Louisiana Hot Sauce. One dab will do you, or excuse me, one drop will do you. Do not dab Louisiana Hot Sauce. That would be bad. Sorry, guys. It's about 4 a.m. So, all right. Take care, y'all.